In the world, this is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in the show's last hour today by the Reverend Ted Pike, the National Prayer Network. Ted, of course, has been a past guest on this show on several occasions. I bring him back from time to time as circumstances warrant, and these circumstances are as follows. There are two, as he puts it, most dangerous bills out there in the Congress. The Federal Hate Crimes Bill, SA 2067, is out there, and ENDA is out there, HR 2015, ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act of 2007. What is going on with ENDA? What is the status of the Federal Hate Crimes Bill? What other kinds of things do we need to be looking at as it relates to the Israeli lobby, including the fact that at least some evangelicals have come forth to write a letter to the chief executive of this country, asking him to reassess our previously monolithic support of the nation of Israel and their policies in the Middle East. That letter, of course, was printed in the New York Times some time ago. I read the text of that letter and mentioned the signatories on the air. We're going to be chatting about that a little bit with Pastor Pike as well. Ted, how are you, sir?
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
You all, it's always a pleasure, Ted. I read your news releases as they come to me, and you've been keeping the rest of us apprised for a long time of many, many dangerous things going on in this country. We might start out with this Employment Non-Discrimination Act of 2007, or H.R. 2015. What is it, Ted? What are the implications of it if it were to pass? Who do you see as the basic constituencies trying to get it through the Congress?
Yes. Well, this is another form of a hate crimes law, although it's not described as that. It's more of a bias crime employment hate crimes law, having to do with your rights to rent your property, your apartment, or your rights as an employer to hire or fire whomever you will. This legislation basically makes it a bias crime, a virtual hate crime, for anyone to decline to rent an apartment to a homosexual, or for an employer to decline to hire a homosexual in a position which that homosexual is qualified for because of his sexual orientation. It also makes it a crime for the employer to witness for Christ or reprove that homosexual. In other words, to make a hostile, quote-unquote hostile, workplace environment for a homosexual. And, of course, it's a crime for him to fire the homosexual because of his sexual orientation or behavior in the bathroom with the fellow employees or anything like that. So this is it's basically a hate crime because it combines bias motivation, meaning prejudice against homosexuality, with violation of the law. And that's the basic definition of a hate crime by the Anti-Defamation League, who's basically behind all of this kind of bias crime, hate crimes legislation, which is now coming to us in Congress.
Well, Ted, this is maybe a leading question, but it comes up with me time and again when I read about these things that are going on in the Congress, and I see this sort of what I would term radical left ideology expressing itself again in something like this ENDA, or Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Why is it that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith would involve themselves in this, and why are they so often involved in a variety of left-wing legislative attempts that seem to go immediately beyond what one would think would be the immediate concerns of the so-called American Jewish constituency into arenas like this one? We'll take this up with Ted Pike when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Why is the Anti-Defamation League supporting the Employment Non-Discrimination Act? Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by the Reverend Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. We are talking with Ted first and foremost today about ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. This bill, of course, is known in the House as H.R. 2015. It's one of two things that tops the Democratic Party's list of so-called must-pass legislation. Ted, talking about ENDA, where clearly there is a pro-homosexual agenda involved in this. I was reading your news release and what the Family Research Council has said about this bill. Why is it once again that we see the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith involved as the key point organization in trying to cram something like this down the throats of the American people? What is the real agenda of the Anti-Defamation League, specifically as it relates to ENDA, and just generally as we consider what seems to be an overarching left-wing perspective virtually across the board?
The Defamation League is the so-called Civil Liberties branch of B'nai B'rith International. And B'nai B'rith International is a huge Jewish left-wing anti-Christian organization. It's a religious, fraternal organization which really has a hate crimes agenda, not just in America, but throughout the world. In fact, ADL B'nai B'rith are creating a 56-member nation hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe now. It's been going about four or five years, which is dedicated to eliminating free speech on the Internet and basically calling Christians homophobic and haters and hate criminals and so on. And this has certainly been the case in Canada, where under B'nai B'rith-inspired hate crimes laws, Christians are indicted for criticizing homosexuals. Now, ENDA, one of the most frightening aspects of ENDA is that it's going after the churches. It's requiring churches to declare what is the most crucial spiritual aspect, tenets of their faith and of their ministry, and perhaps for the time being allowing homosexuals out of those core spiritual areas like ministry and teaching Sunday school classes. But on the other hand, it says that if these activities are not purely spiritual, for example, like bookstores or bookkeeping or janitorial work or work in the summer as a summer camp counselor and so on, ENDA will require these churches to hire homosexuals in these quote-unquote non-spiritual areas. And, of course, that is just the camel getting his nose into the door, and the ultimate intrusion will be where a judge will have to determine what are the core spiritual areas and what are the more peripheral activities. And if you have a pro-homosexual judge, and many of them are, that pro-homosexual judge could very well decree that you don't have any rights to keep homosexuals from any position in your organization, including clergy. So in answer to your question, ADL B'nai B'rith are anti-Christian organizations. They have a sordid record of working with the ACLU, another Jewish-dominated organization, and Southern Poverty Law Center, another Jewish organization, others to create lawsuits against Christians, to take down the Ten Commandments, take down the nativity scenes and the crosses and so on. They're interested in stripping us of our Christian values. And these workplace hate crimes laws now are a very powerful way to do that.
Well, it seems to me, Ted, that we're dealing once again with the whole way in which the far left in this country, which arguably, and I frankly believe it on the basis of your documentation and the documentation of some others that's been provided to me, there's an overwhelming Jewish support for the far left in this country. So many of the major Jewish organizations are behind things like ENDA that it's hard to deny that there is a palpable direct link as far as political ideology, logistics, financial support, and so forth and so on. But as we look at this whole thing, incrementalism comes to my mind. I mean, I think back to the 1960s when I went to both public and private Lutheran schools. Certainly at that juncture, the big issues were things like prayer in public school and, to some extent, permissible parameters of mentioning God in the public arena and the public workplace and so forth and so on. But then as the years have advanced, it seems to me that the support of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the other mainstream Jewish organizations for the abortion industry and the militant homosexual rights movement have taken this whole thing to a new level in terms of anti-Christian persecution. It's like what they thought they could sell in the 1960s in terms of their support of the anti-school prayer movement and certain things connected with the so-called civil rights movement. That was one thing, but it seems that since 1973, their wholesale endorsement of the abortion industry and pro-death activism, and now their direct involvement in supporting the homosexual rights cause, brings this whole anti-Christian thrust to a whole new level, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. In fact, organized Judaism today is predominantly pro-homosexual. You know, we think of the Jews as following the Torah and then following Leviticus, which calls homosexuality abomination and all that kind of thing. That's not true. Modern liberal Judaism, especially as personified by Reform Judaism in America, is is avidly pro-homosexual. I think the Reform movement is probably 35% of the religious Jews in America. They're more left, more liberal, but their official synagogue stand is pro-homosexual, complete sympathy for the gay lifestyle. And as I understand it, the middle group of Judaism, which is the conservative, they are actively moving toward a national resolution, even as early as this year, in total support of homosexuality. That leaves the Orthodox, which is only about 10%, are still not totally committed to support of homosexuality. Not only that, but if you look at the major gay rights organizations, I have written a thesis paper on this, which is printed at truthtellers.org on the role of homosexuality being promoted by Jewish organizations. You find that in virtually all of these gay rights organizations, a predominance of Jews exists.
Yes, and I have seen some of that work that you've done, Ted, and have seen several other sources who have corroborated this. And I tell you, the list of the individuals and the list of the organizations is absolutely compelling. It's just beyond belief that so many Christians do not understand the larger ideological struggle that's involved in all of this and are not aware of the institutional Jewish support in this country for that kind of an agenda. And in terms of this end of thing, I wanted to ask you something about the state of Oregon. As you know, Ted, last fall, Oregon passed something called SB2, virtually identical to what the House of Representatives is now considering as the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Oregon now joins some 18 states who have passed some version of SB2 in Oregon. What are the implications of what happened in Oregon? What are the kinds of things that have happened up there in the Pacific Northwest in the wake of the passage of this legislation?
Well, the original SB2 bill would have allowed homosexuals to be hired in all non-spiritual positions in churches in Oregon. And there was a tremendous backlash and howl of protest from churches petitioning and calling and actually bringing delegations down to the State House in Salem protesting that. And at the last minute, these very liberal legislators compromised. They allowed Christians not to be forced under this bill to hire homosexuals even in peripheral church activities. But there was a referendum campaign largely led by David Crow of Restore America here in the Portland area. And we thought it would get going, but what we're finding is that there's a tremendous apathy, lack of fight, long-term commitment. Yeah, maybe for one day or so they can go down to Salem, put up a fuss, but the signs are that the clergy in Oregon don't have long-term tenacity to fight and defeat this kind of thing and preserve our freedom. So that that referendum has largely collapsed, according to Crow, and this is very discouraging nationally because Oregon is reflective of national softness and apathy and a man-pleasing spirit. On the other hand, what I say in my newsletter is that the record is showing since last January that we are defeating these hate bills. We've defeated four major anti-American bills in the House and the Senate since January, and there's more legislation there that we have to lick, but I believe if we again make a big push, literally today, folks need to call today to their senator, to their House member. Number one, we have to let our senators from our district know that we will not stand for Teddy Kennedy's hate crimes bill being passed this week. Also, we have to call our members of the House and protest INDA as emphatically as we can.
We'll be back with Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking today with Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network, speaking, among other things, of the hate crimes legislation situation, where Senator Kennedy's Hate Crimes Amendment, SA-2067, still sits in the U.S. Senate. We still need to oppose it. We still need to make the phone calls to our elected representatives in regard to that. I'll be allowing Ted, or encouraging Ted, to continue giving you that contact information for how to call your U.S. senators and your U.S. representatives on both SA-2067, Kennedy's Hate Crimes Amendment, which is in the U.S. Senate, SA-2067, and then, of course, there is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or ENDA, that is presently in the United States House of Representatives, known as H.R. 2015. And, Ted, as we talk about this whole thing this morning, it seems to me that people's interest in this whole thing needs to be seen not simply in terms of the obvious interest of the Christian community, but thinking people in the non-Christian community, I would think, would oppose these things as well, because basically what we have is a situation, in my view, where government is entering into the private arena and is legislating how people are supposed to think, being commanded to think at the point of a legal gun barrel, coerced into supporting, obviously, a particular perspective. And when I think about being ordered by government, ordered to hire and fire certain types of people based upon governmental definition, when I am told by government that I must rent or sell my property to people that I don't agree with morally and theologically and politically and culturally, that I think are anathema in terms of what I believe, that's a rather frightening concept, isn't it? We're moving in the direction, in my view, of Stalinism at that point.
Yes. Well, you know, the Anti-Defamation League has always made a big point out of how Christians should not be involved in government, really, in the sense of mixing a church and state. And yet, no other organization mixes synagogue with state to the degree that ADL does. Clear back in 1980, the Anti-Defamation League persuaded Congress, after much testimony in favor of it, to create the Hate Crime Statistic Act, which put the ADL basically in the driver's seat of leadership and enforcement of hate crimes laws here in America, teaching all police, the Justice Department, FBI, so on, their twisted definitions of hate and hate crimes and so on. And so what we basically have here is tremendous vested power in our government with the ADL merged largely into the educational programs of the FBI and Justice Department. Back in the Clinton years, Janet Reno gave a directive to Bill Sessions, the head of the FBI, to incorporate ADL into a great deal of FBI activity, benefiting from the ADL's under-the-table information and spying and so on. And so the ADL has a long history of being very involved with the United States government. On the other hand, there is a strong movement now, especially with the publication of Mearsheimer and Walt's book, to criticize this Zionist lobby in our government, not only APACs, but the involvement of neocon Jews in the Bush administration and so on. And this is very troubling to the ADL even this week, as they are thrashing around basically trying to hold back a movement to separate the synagogue from the United States government.
Yes, and it again begs the question, Ted, as to how we have arrived at this particular juncture in history. I mean, I frankly have to say that it is a constant source of amazement to me that we are dealing with a circumstance where less than 2% of the total population of the United States is in the position that they're in regard to governmental and media control. I mean, it's an absolute textbook case of what can be accomplished if you are absolutely committed to activism. In this case, activism, unfortunately, for a very, very evil ideological agenda. But there you have it. When you look at that kind of concentrated, targeted activism and that sort of concerted effort to take over certain significant institutions of our land, speaking of government, media, the educational arena, pressuring the churches to acquiesce to this through 501c3 legislation with the tax-exempt thing. And then, of course, you speak about central banking. When you combine all of those various factors and the people who control those institutions, it seems that we have arrived at a circumstance where less than 2% of the population is pulling the rest of us along by the nose.
Yes.
We'll be back with Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are in the last 30 minutes or less of our conversation with Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network, talking about the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or H.R. 2015, in the United States House of Representatives. Then we've been speaking a little bit about the hate crimes legislation and Senator Kennedy's hate crimes amendment in the U.S. Senate, specifically entitled S.A. 2067. That's H.R. 2015, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, H.R. 2015, and Senator Kennedy's Hate Crimes Amendment in the U.S. Senate, known as S.A. 2067. Ted, again, as we progress in our conversation, what are the contact numbers that people should use to call their representatives?
Yes, the toll-free number for the senator from your district and the representative from your district is 877-851-5461. 877-672-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your senator and representative is 877-851-6437. And if the lines are jammed, you can use a toll number, which is 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-3121. And I should mention that if people want to do more than just simply call their members of Congress, at our website, truthtellers.org, we have a list of about 37 senators who are considered the best bets for calling and trying to persuade to vote against the hate bill. There's about 10 Democrats there who are in favor of the hate bill but are not co-signers, and then the rest are Republicans who haven't declared themselves too firmly. It would be a wonderful thing if people this morning could, number one, call your House member and your senator, but spend another hour and go down the list at Truth Tellers and give a call to all those members of the Senate, encouraging them not to vote for hate crimes legislation.
Well, Ted, one of the things, in addition to this, that you indicated last night you'd like to chat with us about is this letter of evangelicals that was sent to President Bush. And I believe, if I'm remembering this correctly, it's been quite some time since I've looked at it. Maybe it was sent as well to Condoleezza Rice. I don't remember. But these evangelical pastors and organizations were asking the president to reconsider what up to this point has been the monolithic support of the United States for Israel in the Middle East. The New York Times reprinted that letter in its entirety. I've read the text of the letter on this show in the past. What do you think are the implications of this indication of concern about the direction that our foreign policy has taken when it comes to Israel?
Well, this is highly significant that 34 evangelical leaders should break ranks with their Israel First brethren and ask the president to reconsider this unconditional support of Israel. This is really quite unprecedented. I have seen in years past, for example, back during the Blitz in Lebanon when Sharon was bombing the daylights out of these poor refugees in Tyre and Sidon, that some organizations such as World Vision with Stan Mooneyham, they came out quite sharply critical of Israel at that time. Even Christianity Today has had some articles or editorials over the years, but nothing had too much staying power. But what we're seeing here is that we have 34 leaders. We're talking about leaders of the Evangelical Covenant Church, which is a very large denomination, leaders of the Christian Missionary Alliance Church, and heads of theological seminaries. There's Wheaton, and not only that, but former heads of the National Association of Evangelicals. Quite a list here of evangelical kingpins who've taken a stand now that there must be a broader, more biblical and compassionate understanding of what it means to bless Israel. You see, blessing Israel, according to John Hagee, means giving them military firepower, tremendous weapons of mass destruction to go after the Palestinians, even to knock out the nuclear program in Iran, possibly precipitating war with Iran. The traditional evangelical view over the last century is that blessing Israel means not only moral, unconditional moral approval, right or wrong, or whatever Israel does, but giving them the military hardware to establish God's perfect will in the Middle East, according to the rabbis. And so this is these are revisionists who are coming out and very boldly saying no. And maybe I could just quote a part of a paragraph here from this statement. It says, genuine love and genuine blessing means acting in ways that promote the genuine and long-term well-being of our neighbors. Perhaps the best way we can bless Israel is to encourage her to remember, as she deals with her neighbor Palestinians, the profound teachings on justice that the Hebrew prophets proclaimed so forcefully. Now, here what these evangelicals are doing is coming over and doing exactly what I have recommended for decades, which is to realize that we bless people most profoundly and in most lastingly when we speak the whole truth and we require justice and when we preach the gospel of salvation, which can redeem their eternal souls, and when we rebuke them under the leading of the Holy Spirit when they do wrong. This is a much more enlightened view, a more biblical view of blessing Israel, and I'm very, very gratified that these evangelical leaders are now beginning to espouse that idea.
Well, you know, Ted, the reaction that I had to that letter when I took a look at the original text, I think the Washington Post and the New York Times ran it as it was sent to President Bush, it seemed to me, reading through the text, that these leaders who signed this letter, while I don't think they're necessarily yet saying some of the things that you and I would say, Ted, nonetheless, it seemed to me that their concerns are a microcosm of what I sense is a larger shift in the American body politic generally on this whole issue. As this Iraq war disaster continues to unfold, as we hear all of this crazy talk about attacking Iran with tactical nuclear weapons and invading Pakistan and so forth and so on, more and more thoughtful people, I think, are beginning to take the same second look at this that some of these evangelical pastors are now taking in regard to where this Hagee mentality has brought us. And I can't begin to share with you the number of people right here in San Antonio, where John Hagee is based, who will say to me on the side, you know, we used to kind of think that this was God's word that was coming to us from that man's pulpit, but the more we think about this, the more we look at these alternative sources of information that are out there in the net, and when we see what's happened to our country just in the last 4 or 5, 6 years, boy, we're really rethinking this, Pastor.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting all the same indexes too. The Mearsheimer and Walt book is a blockbuster. It's a bulldozer going through this underbrush of Zionist propaganda, and the ADL doesn't know what to do about it. In fact, the international Jewish community is conferencing about what to do about Walt and Mearsheimer. They're impeccable academics. One is a major head of the political science department at Harvard University. The other is a head of a similar department at Chicago University. They have 130 pages of footnotes in this book. It's impeccably documented. And there's a rift, or at least a divergence of opinion among the Jewish leadership, what to do about it. Some say, like ADL, we ought to go after Mearsheimer and Walt, tooth and thongs, and then the other voice says, well, no, we should ignore them, lest it become a Mel Gibson or a Passion of the Christ type of controversy, vastly extending a book sales. But meanwhile, you know, they can't win either way, because I just called our local bookstore several days ago, and they said with thousands of books were coming into the Portland area in just one bookstore. We'd be selling thousands of copies of The Israel Lobby by Mearsheimer and Walt. And this is a very, very compelling thesis. I've bought the book. I've skimmed through it and certainly read the last summary chapters to get a pretty good idea where they're coming from. As you mentioned, these gestures by the evangelicals and these academics are maybe not the full story like we would like to tell it, but they have the big issues there, the big, massive issues such as the fact that we really don't have a compelling interest in the Middle East in as far as Israel defending our interests there, that they say that Israel definitely did, the Israeli lobby did lead us into war in Iraq, and that Israel is a source of tremendous antagonism to the Arab world, stimulating international Arab terrorism. Just again and again, these big issues, I believe, are resonating with the American people, and we're tired of the war in Iraq. And I don't think that Mearsheimer and Walt And these evangelical leaders, their message is going to be forgotten or pass away because, you see, we have a very great commitment. Many, many families have lost their young people as combatants in Iraq, and this is bleeding like the Vietnam War. And people now, as these sources are saying, that it's been a misguided collusion with Israel and identification, not with our strategic interests concerning the Middle East, but by almost a religious romantic attachment to Israel, with huge sums of money going for the Israeli military and the economy. These are beginning to chafe the American public and move them toward a broader perspective on the Middle East.
Yes, and I think the thing that's most significant about Mearsheimer and Walt, Ted, is that, of course, you've been saying all the right things for many, many years, and I say that sincerely to Ted Pike. I've been saying what I believe to be the right things for far fewer years, but you and I come from a constituency, in my view. We're both evangelical pastors. I'm out of the Lutheran tradition, of course, and we both have been historically identified with the political right in the United States. So I would imagine that in places like the University of Chicago and in the Hyde Park neighborhood there in the Windy City, and also at Harvard, not too many people would be that worried in those circles about what Ted Pike and Mark Dankoff would be saying. But now, when you think of John Mearsheimer, who is Jewish, saying these things for the London Review of Books, in conjunction with another Jew, Stephen Walt of Harvard, and this stuff gets into the London Review of Books, and there's a big controversy about it. And now, of course, as of the 4th of September this month, they have a book out that's being talked about around the world. All of a sudden, in places like the University of Chicago and at Harvard, the political and economic and religious and educational establishment that the ADL has largely controlled for years have got to be quaking, because it's going to be a lot harder for these elements to demonize Mearsheimer and Walt, yes, than it would be to demonize you and me, for example.
Yeah. Well, but on the other hand, we've been working down at the grassroots level, both you and I, for many years. And about 3 years ago, I had the chance of a lifetime to go after the ADL when their district attorney, who was a national executive board member, Lynn Abraham, had 11 Christians arrested on the streets of Philadelphia.
I was in Philly at that time.
Oh, you were?
Anyway, yeah, going to Westminster Seminary.
I was on the radio fighting the hate bill that summer, and it gave me the opportunity to go out on literally hundreds of interviews. I had hundreds of interviews in the years following, in which, as I'm doing here this morning, I went after the ADL without restraint and basically prejudicing millions of people against the ADL. And not only that, but I've produced this video called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians, an 80-minute video which is being shown on Google at google.com right now. At least 20,000 people have watched that on Google. And then probably 50,000 people all told. Alex Jones has been showing it for years on his Prison Planet website. So not only that, then all the writing I've done on our website, truthtellers.org, we've been hitting ADL really hard for 3 years following the Philly 11 controversy. And I believe that even though, you know, you might say, well, this isn't related to the high Ivy League intellectuals, I believe it is, because what it does is it weakens the ADL's ability down on the street level to influence the average man against Mearsheimer and Walt, and to poo-poo all this, because ADL has really lost a lot of credibility, I believe, especially in the last 3 years. I've been hammering it hard, and ADL's Foxman, Abe Foxman, has been involved in quite a few embarrassing anecdotes in which ADL has not come off well as far as a credible guide to how we should think about Israel and matters Jewish.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And again, I think what you indicate is the Jewish establishment's quandary over this Mearsheimer and Wall thing is a case in point. They've gone to the well so many times, it seems to me, Ted, with the same tactics directed against the same people with the same themes. And that has worked quite well for them in the past. But it seems to me that this Iraq war and the controversy over 9/11 and this talk of attacking Iran and Pakistan has now made it far more difficult for them to prime the pump with the American public. I think there's such a level of fatigue over all of this across a very wide sector of our society that more and more people are just saying, hey, now, wait a minute, you know. Lou, we need to take another look at this. We used to maybe take just at face value whatever Foxman would say or whatever Hadassah would say. But we're in a new era now. And these folks have led us down a garden path that has us very, very close to a precipice that we don't want to fall into.
Amen.
We'll be back with Ted Pike. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today has been Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. Before the broadcast concludes in these next few minutes, I'm going to read again the contact information that Ted has supplied us with in regard to how to call your U.S. Senator and how to call your U.S. House of Representatives member in regard to both the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or H.R. 2015, and also Ted Kennedy's Hate Crimes Amendment in the United States Senate, known as S.A. 2067. Tomorrow, Dale Crowley will be my guest, per usual, in the show's second hour. Pastor Crowley had a radio show at WFAX AM in Washington, D.C. for many years entitled Focus on Israel. The only reason that Dale is not still there is because of the concentrated work of the Israeli lobby and the Salem Communications Consortium controlled by the Israeli lobby to get Dale Crowley's message off of the airwaves in Washington, D.C. on conventional radio. He is a wonderful man, a responsible person, very fine Christian scholar and gentleman, and dedicated anti-Zionist activist like Ted Pike for many, many years. So Dale Crowley will be a regular with me on Wednesdays, and he'll be with us tomorrow per usual in the show's last hour from 8 to 9 a.m. Central. In the last minute or two of the broadcast, I would also like to mention, once again, Mark Glenn's No More Wars for Israel conference. That's going to be held in Orange County, California, October the 12th through the 14th. Information on how to register and how to pay and who the speakers, confirmed speakers, are thus far can be found at http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Get registered for that conference, folks, the No More Wars for Israel conference. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press is spearheading that effort. That's going to be in Orange County, California, October 12th through the 14th. And then in terms of Ted Pike's appeal to us today, we need to get on this bandwagon, folks, and keep presenting our case before the United States House and the United States Senate to kill two dangerous pieces of legislation. The first is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, also known as H.R. 2015. The second is Ted Kennedy's Hate Crimes Amendment, U.S. Senate Amendment, S.A. 2067. In both cases, you can call toll-free 1-877-851-6437. Call toll-free to reach your U.S. Senator and your U.S. House of Representatives member. That's 1-877-851-6437. If you can't get through on that line, there is a toll number, 202, which is the Washington, D.C. area code, 202-225-3121. Tell your two United States senators and tell your U.S. House of Representatives member, vote against the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, H.R. 2015. Kill Senator Kennedy's Hate Crimes Amendment, S.A. 2067, in the United States Senate. I'd like to thank Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network for being on this show. He and his very fine niece, Harmony Grant, are welcome on this broadcast. Anytime we can work them in, and anytime they would like to be on, they are that valuable to the larger theological and cultural and political struggle that we all face as members of the real American right. This is Mark Dankos, America, signing off from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley joins me tomorrow as my guest in the second hour of the show. See you then. God bless.
With recent